The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And what are the odds? AJ just completely grossed me out with this latest Harvey Weinstein story, which I don't think we should tell on air.
No, I'm not going to tell it on air, but it's pretty gross.
What the hell did she just walk in with?
She's coming in there.
Oh, my God. That is one of the creepiest things I've ever seen.
Is it Beth?
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
This is not.
Why is yours taller than mine?
I have a larger stick. That's what it is.
That's BS. I don't like that. No, she can't take them home.
What are these for? These are giant life-size cutouts of us.
Where is this going to be, Kirsten?
Oh, okay. So people can take
pictures
with y'all since you can't be there in person.
Oh. Why can't we be there?
Probably because
it's a golf tournament?
Yep.
We didn't get invited.
Yeah, we could have played golf.
So they invited paper cutouts of us, but they did not invite us.
Yes. Interesting. Yeah. Are those actual size?
No.
They smaller than me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We hope.
No, they look like they're about actual size because she's kind of short.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to take a picture with that thing later.
Yeah. I want to take a picture with mine.
In our studio now, Fred, we have a very special guest. And I don't know if you know him.
I do not.
Okay, well, let me introduce you to Juggalo Trey.
Oh, okay.
What's going on with you, Juggalo Trey? How are you, my friend?
I'm all right.
Are you enjoying your time here? You feel like you've been an intern here for 3 years now.
I do, too.
Are you ready to leave?
No, not today.
Have they tried to force an exit from you? Like,
no, I don't.
Normally,
think
our
so.
Interns, Joan, right? They intern for a semester and then they're gone, right?
Depends. If they're good, then I keep them around.
You
for
keep Juggalo Trey around because he's good.
That and he wants to be here, so.
So he's just like, is he like the guy on Office Space who basically got fired and he still came
Milton?
To work?
Milton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how it feels a little bit?
But I don't want to, like, burn the building down like Milton did. You know?
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And make sure you don't take a stapler.
I don't even own a stapler.
Lamont says that he likes you, but he doesn't understand trying to make you a star. I don't know, Lamont. I think you would have to meet him in person to understand the star power that Juggalo Trey has. But to each his own, that's fine. Speaking of stars... We've had some discussion about if the Astros win the World Series, right?
Yes.
And you would be willing to get an Astros tattoo?
Yeah, that'd be dope. I'd get like the H on my arm, you know?
Okay.
That'd be cool.
And even though Lamont has told you there's some sort of gang affiliation now with that tattoo.
I didn't know that.
But that's what, if you ever go to prison, that's what you'll tell the other inmates. Like,
I'm not
when
going
I got
to
it,
prison.
You're sure?
100% not going to prison.
Okay.
No way.
Do you have any other tattoos?
No, I don't have any tattoos.
Why don't you?
I just never got around to it.
You've never had the right thing that you wanted to get, right?
Yeah, never got around to it.
But you're not morally opposed to it.
No, not at all.
So are you committing that if the Astros win the World Series, you'll get an Astros tattoo?
Yeah, I'll do it. How much would it be? Like $50?
Yeah, probably something like that.
I'll probably do.
But he doesn't even like the Astros.
I do like the Astros.
Giants are his favorite team.
Yeah, the Astros are like my AL team, you know?
Okay.
Like...
And they're your home team.
Yeah, you got to root for the home, unless it's the Texans.
Like, you don't root for the Texans?
No.
Why not?
Well,
because they have a black quarterback?
Look at that hat.
No, it's
head.
Not because they have an African-American quarterback. I like Deshaun. He's a great quarterback. I just never liked him. I don't like the color scheme of the uniforms. I don't like the fact that they I just don't like the Texans, you know.
Okay.
Just,
what about J.J. Watt?
He's a good guy. I just get sick and tired of seeing him on every commercial, you know.
That's how people feel about you. That's what Lamont is basically saying. Lamont
said he liked me.
I know. Just like you said you like J.J. Watt, but you're tired of seeing him. He's become too big of a star.
Lamont's tired of hearing me?
I think so.
Oh, no. That's not good.
So it's going to be on your arm. That's
what
you're going to
go
with.
Yeah, I was going to get it on my...
On your bicep?
Yeah.
Can I give you or your tricep, I guess, technically. Can I give you a little word of advice?
Go ahead.
Unless you work out.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that.
Shoulder, arm tattoos.
No, it was going to be like right here. Like on my arm. Like right on the arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Where people can see it.
So is it going to be like kind of like this, like where it faces faces forward?
Yeah. It'll be like under the sleeve.
Under the sleeve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what they say, like, don't get a tattoo not like on the forearm.
Who says that?
I think
your mom?
No, not my mom. It was one of my uncles or something. I can't remember.
What's he do for a living?
I think he's in sales.
Okay. Well, are you going to be
in
sales?
Really important. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, then don't worry about it.
Maybe.
Listen, here's the reality. People say that, tattoos are much more acceptable now.
That's good.
Than they used to be, right? Am I right, Jong?
Yeah.
You would think, like, as a manager, like, you see a guy walk in with tattoos, it's not a big deal to you, right?
Yeah, but we're in radio, so it's different.
What about you, Fred? Like, when you worked at the Chronicle, did you care if guys had tattoos? Like, maybe like a neck or face tattoo, right?
Most people didn't then.
Right.
So it never really came up. But since then, I mean, in radio and
but here's
everything
the thing,
else.
If you've got an
I've hired a lot of people with tattoos.
If you've got a job where not having tattoos, like if your job's so important that you can't have tattoos on your arms, on your forearms or whatever, then you're probably wearing a suit to work or at least a dress shirt anyway.
Right. Right.
So, if you ever really have an important job, they'll be covered up.
Yeah, you make a good point.
I do want to warn you.
Go ahead.
If you get a tattoo, it's going to be very hard for you to be a model at any point.
I wasn't planning on it.
You're not. You're okay with that.
Yeah, I think we all know I'm not going to be a model.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did your uncle say anything about haircuts if you want to get a good job?
Everybody has, but like I just never listened.
Okay. That's your style. That's what you like.
I guess. I mean, I got to cut it eventually. But.
Like, wouldn't you like something a little more low maintenance?
Yeah, that'd be cool, I guess.
How often do you wash your hair?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
And how long does it take you?
Like about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm usually – I take a lot of long showers.
You know how often I wash my hair? Never.
Because you don't have any.
Exactly.
Right. But I don't want to go bald. That'd be just –
Well, you don't have to go bald.
That'd be the worst.
That would be – what the hell
is that supposed to mean? Nothing against you.
Okay.
I mean, it's different because like – but I just – I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to go bald.
But you're fully committed to the tattoo.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holly says she'll go with you and get an Eagles logo on her butt.
Okay.
All right. That'd be cool.
I mean, you'll get to watch Holly get a tattoo on her butt.
I'm not going to, like, stay and watch that. Like,
that's what you do when you...
That would be like an invasion of their privacy.
No, it's not. She's like, asking you to go with her.
Okay. All right.
Have you seen Holly's Instagram? It's not like she's exactly keeping things covered up.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
You make a good point.
She's not shy.
You make a good point.
And she wants to see you with your shirt off.
No, I'm not doing that. No.
You're going to have to do that.
No. Why would I have to do that? If I'm getting it on my arm, I don't have to take my shirt off.
Dr. Dre on 290 says he'll pay for your tattoo if you get your hair braided and keep it that way for a week.
I'm not braiding my hair.
Braid your hair for a week.
I can't do that.
A week?
No.
Like cornrows, are we talking?
Why does everybody want me to get cornrows?
It'd be pretty gangster, don't you think?
I mean... I guess, but like, I don't know. I don't feel like that would really fit.
Were you excited for your brother last night when he hit that 2-run homer that ended up being the game winner?
No. I was pretty mad.
Juggalo Justin?
Yeah, I hate the Dodgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Even Justin Turner?
No, I don't hate Justin Turner.
He seems like a guy you would cheer for.
No, I don't. I mean, you got to have respect for him because he's one of mine. But
if I said, like, what celebrity do you most look like? Who would you say?
Probably the dude from the kid from the Sandlot that hit the home run with the aluminum bat.
What's his name?
He doesn't have red hair. I don't know what his name is, but the kid from the Sandlot.
The fat one?
Yeah. That would be who I'd look like the most. But
what's he look like now? Have you looked at him
probably,
recently?
Probably. No.
Because you're an adult now.
Yeah, you're right.
You're talking about Ham.
Yeah, that's
his name was Ham on the show.
I don't know who I'd look like the most.
Okay, I think it's Justin Turner.
Yeah, that's a pretty comparable.
So if you're ever on, you know, Tinder or something like that, and someone says, "Hey, what celebrity do you look like?"
I'd just say Justin Turner.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's probably a good idea.
I think it's a good idea. All right, Trey. Well, good luck to you. I hope that you get this tattoo.
I do too. And, go Astros.
Go Stros.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the time, Trey.
Thank you.
This is what he looks like now, by the way.
Oh, really?
That doesn't look like you at all.
No, it doesn't. That looks a whole lot more professional.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm going to go with Justin Turner.
Yeah, me too.
You think so, Jung?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Trey needs to straighten his hair.
Fred, you didn't have any questions for Trey, huh?
No.
Okay.
You had it covered.
Okay.
I would go with a less bulimic carrot top would be my...
Less steroided carrot top?
Yeah, less steroided and less bulimic.
Yeah.
I kept telling him that he needs to get the Yuri haircut.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work for him, though. Like,
he can straighten his hair.
Yeah. Yuli really does have nice hair. I think it's pretty good.
I didn't want Trey's mom yelling at me again, so.
Oh, you were afraid to say anything.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Because wasn't
she mad at me last time?
No, she was mad at me. Oh. And then you. And then, but I'm just pleading the Bambi doctrine when it comes to Trey. If you can't say nothing nice.
I try my best to, I feel like I'm the nicest person here to Trey. Like all the other interns pick on him. And I say fire those other interns. You know, I don't like that. I tell him quit trying to bully around Trey. Even Jose tries to bully Trey. And Jose thinks he's a bigger star than Trey. I was like, no, that's not the case. Trey is much more important to our station than Jose is. And Trey also asked me to ask you if two things. Can he write about NASCAR for Sports Map? And will you be on his podcast?
Have him send me a writing sample.
Okay.
And if it's any good, yeah, I don't mind putting NASCAR coverage on there. But if people want it, we'll see. We'll track traffic like we do with everything. I'm willing to try anything. We got wrestling on there, right?
That's true.
So I'm willing to do NASCAR if he wants to give it a shot. And sure, I'll be on his podcast if he's having a podcast.
There you go. That's a positive
day. Why is he scared to ask me?
I don't know. I think you intimidate him because you're management. Like when the day when you and Jong went on the management retreat and, like, you know, it was all the schlubs left behind. That's when I think Trey was like, oh, boy. He thinks you're like, you know, you're the big cheese.
I'm not the big cheese. I'm big cheese.
He thinks you're the big cheese.
No, that's a guy whose name is on the company.
The Fremunda cheese.
No, that's the guy whose name is on the checks. My name is not on the checks. I'm not that big of a cheese.
On the Sports Map checks?
No.
No?
I do approve the Sports Map.
You have to approve them.
Yeah, there's that. Well.
Jong's big cheese, too, now. And Todd, he's the cheesiest.
Yeah, Todd's the cheesiest.
Todd's in there, the master, the cheese master, we call him. The cheese whiz is what we call Todd.
It's like goat cheese, though.
Yeah,
it's goat cheese.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Carbach. I love Carbach. I love when Eric comes in here and does the show with us. I think that'll be next Monday. He'll be back in here with us. And I love the restaurant. If you haven't been out to the restaurant, I don't know what you're waiting for. You're missing out on good food and you're missing out on good beer that pairs really well with the good food. You know what Fred loves? Blue Oyster Cult. And he's going to go see him at Foam Hinge on November 5th. First annual Foam Hinge. Sunday, November 5th at Carbach. This year's lineup, headlined by Blue Oyster Cult, The Sword, Barnes Courtney, and Back in Black, who's an AC/DC tribute band, will be playing there in support. There's going to be great food. There's going to be great beer choices on the Carbach Beer Garden grounds, and they're going to tap into some special casks and barrel-aged offerings to celebrate the big day of music. Gates open at 1:30. Tickets at carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. You can get general admission for $20. On the day of, it will be $25, and then you can get a VIP package for $75, which includes separate entrance, a VIP area with optimal view, indoor restrooms, which is really important, 3 beers of your choice, and access to some special tappings and a buffet by Carbach Restaurant. Gates open at 1:30. Music starts at 2:30. That's Sunday, November 5th at Carbach. It's the first annual Foam Hinge. For more info and tickets, carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So yeah, I just took a picture with my cutout. I'll tweet it out. I hate having to deal with other stuff on breaks. This is supposed to be, this 3-hour window is supposed to be my...
Who's bothering you?
Oh, nothing. We're just trying to get something done, and people are using a studio that, frankly...
They're not supposed to be using?
Yeah.
For some stupid podcast or something?
Yep.
I've never complained about that before.
We're trying to get a video done, but that's okay. I'm not... Well, I am a little angry.
Well...
In fact, I'm a lot angry.
Welcome to my
life. Trying to do a damn job here, man.
Welcome to my life.
We're trying to get... Yeah. You know.
A lot of people asking for a picture of Juggalo Trey. So I'll tweet out a picture. It got me thinking, though, because they were trying to convince Juggalo Trey to get an Eagles tattoo when he goes to get a tattoo with Holly.
Now, is he an Eagles fan?
No, he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, he wouldn't do that then.
But I asked him, if Holly would have sex with him, would he get an Eagles tattoo? And, of course, his initial reaction was, no, never, never. But then he was like, well, she wouldn't really want to. And I said, well, maybe she'd like you more if you had an Eagles tattoo. So there may be something to this. I don't know what Holly's relationship status is, but maybe she can work Juggalo Trey into a role if he got an Eagles tattoo.
Maybe so.
I think that'd be interesting.
I think that would... I'm sorry.
You don't like the idea of it?
Honestly, I can't picture those two together.
Why not?
At all. They're about as opposite as it comes. But I'm not going to comment because I'm doing the whole...
You're trying to be professional.
No, I'm not trying to be professional. I'm just trying to do the Bambi thing.
Okay. But if Juggalo Trey made love to Holly, I mean, I can't think of what would be more of a confidence boost for the kid.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be a boost.
Yeah. So maybe I'm saying there's a maybe here. Mm. I'm going to tweet out a picture of Juggalo Trey now, let the people know. I don't know how people don't know what he looks like, but, you know.
See, I've been really good about Evil Fred not coming out, and now Evil Fred's come out, and I've actually barked at a couple people.
You're angry now. Is it going to ruin the rest of the show?
No, it's not going to ruin the rest of the show, because I had vowed to keep Evil Fred in his box when I took this job. I said, all right, I'm not going to be Evil Fred. And then now that Evil Fred's come out, I'm kind of like, okay, I can't do that anymore. I have to be understanding and considerate and not expect people to, you know.
To be smart?
Not expect people to be places where we need. That's yeah. all. It's all going to be fine in a couple of weeks when we have a studio.
Yeah.
Snarl. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Where were they taking your cutout?
Taking both of them to the golf tournament tomorrow.
I know, but they were walking down the hall with yours.
Oh, I don't know what they were doing with it.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Bangy the Sex cutout.
Yeah. God, no. No. I can't imagine any male or female human being looking at that cutout and saying, oh, I want some of that.
I think you look pretty good in it.
No, I don't. I do not look good in anything.
You're wearing a turtleneck. Like, that's yeah. vintage Fowler.
Well.
You could have used a hat, but.
Well, I have a hat on the photo I took with it.
Oh, okay. Well, that works.
So, I'll tweet it out later.
Tweet it out now for the people.
Well, we're kind of doing a show right now.
You can tweet and do the show at the same time.
I'm not that capable.
You can do it.
I'm not as versatile.
A lot of people thinking it's a good idea for Trey to get an Astros tattoo. A lot of people saying they don't even have tattoos, but if the Astros win, they're going to get a tattoo. So there could be a lot of Astros tattoos going on here.
What if there's no Major League Baseball in 25 years and it's all just soccer and rollerball?
You can say, hey, man, back in my day, there was baseball. And then Trey can explain what baseball was.
It'd be a kind of conversation starter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And what do conversation starters do? Break the ice. What do icebreakers do? You know what they do.
They kill polar bears.
No.
What?
It's global warming.
Oh. I get confused.
Yes.
Yeah, my cutout is taller than me.
Mine's shorter than me.
That's very strange.
I don't like that. They made mine shorter than you on purpose because you're management.
No.
That's what they do, that's Fred. They're trying to demean
not
me.
What it is.
You think so, John? You think that was intentional that they made my cutout shorter than Fred's?
Well, maybe because they readjusted your head. Because, you know, that's the photo from the website.
Right. With the giant head?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was like, that's just my normal head, right?
Yeah.
You think they adjusted it to make it look smaller?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I should be ashamed. Okay.
Screw Trey. We want to see a picture of Holly. She's all over Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. You can just go follow her on one of those. And she's on Houston Sports and stuff, too. There's a picture of her on there. You can go all kinds of places you can find Holly. She's not shy. Ugh.
You're upset. This has ruined your groove for the show.
No, I'm fine.
It really has.
I'm fine.
No, you've changed. A change has come. And you know what's happened?
What?
And, well, I guess we can, I don't know what we've got going next segment. Do we have
something? What do we have next segment? I don't think we have anything.
Okay. Usually, on Tuesdays, you ask me, have you looked at the lines yet? And I always say no. And then you force me to look at the lines anyway.
Yeah.
I've done some handicapping.
Really? So have you looked
We can talk some NFL lines if you want.
Have you looked at the lines yet?
I have.
Okay.
We could talk some NFL handicapping if you want.
That works for me.
I know you like to do that, but you usually like to do it well before I do.
Well, I like to do it on Tuesday because I've already done the show with RJ.
Because your important show, you guys do it.
Stop.
So
that's not the more important show.
It's okay.
It's important. It's not as important
as
this.
It's the most important.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Apparently Holly missed whatever it was you were offering.
Oh.
She just got back.
She missed the offer.
Yeah.
Sounds like a yes to me.
Well, I don't think she could agree until she knows what it is that you're proposing.
Just agree.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Is that how you used to get dates? Just say yes.
Yeah, just say yes. What's the worst thing that could happen if you say yes?
I haven't asked you out yet, but just say yes. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, that means we're having sex. What are you, Weinstein here?
Oh, man. I want to tell that Harvey Weinstein story so bad.
Please don't. I want to throw up.
It's so inappropriate for radio. But I implore you all, if you want to know how gross Harvey Weinstein is, use your Google box and go find his
Googlebox.
The latest accusations against him.
Don't Googlebox, though.
I would.
Just saying.
But it's appalling. It is very appalling.
It is. I you just never go vampire. That's all I'll say.
Yep. And speaking of that, speaking of creepy dudes, like George Bush is the new Cosby now, apparently, or like at least a Harvey Weinstein. Ugh. He's going around poking chicks in the ass in front of Barbara. I mean, this is crazy. Really? Yeah. Did you not read that story?
No. He's a poker?
Yes. So,
God, I've lost all interest in this show now because you've thought the Weinstein thing at me, and now you've got this poker thing.
Yes. So,
and you've got this visual of Holly and you know, Trey in my head. I just can't do this.
There's a show on AMC that I tried to watch for a little while, but it's called Turn, and it's about like the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, I watched like the first five or six, and I just lost interest.
It moved too slow for me. But one of the chicks in that show, when they were promoting the show, she took a picture with George Bush and Barbara, for that matter. And he reached out from while he was in his wheelchair and made a sexual contact with her rear end. And then he told her a dirty joke. And then apparently he did it again a second time. And Barbara gave him, at least what this lady says, an eye roll. As if to say, that's enough. And then George Bush's security team said, yeah, you really shouldn't have been standing so close to George Bush in the picture.
Interesting.
Like, George Bush is some sort of, like, unstoppable predator of ass-grabbing that, like, you can't stand close to him in a picture or he'll reach out and grab
senior,
your ass.
Right?
Senior! The old man in the wheelchair!
Wow.
Like, at every Astros game. And he's doing it in front of Barb. I can't believe it. You don't think they still do it, right?
No, I don't think so.
That ship sailed.
Too many hips broken in that.
But now that's why. Maybe that's why George Bush is a deviant. That's why he's going around grabbing ass all of a sudden.
Well, at least if it could still work,
I guess so. You got to have your fun some way, but you should always get permission.
Oh yeah,
that's one thing we've learned, right?
I don't know. Personally, we've learned that.
No, but experience. We've learned through these celebrities who
right.
think that
we have learned
because you're famous, you can just get what you want. That's not the way it works.
No.
You've got to ask permission.
Even if you used to be president.
Yes.
All right. Quick break.
I just imagine Barbara Bush watching George poke some chick in the ass from his wheelchair and what she would be like, what's she thinking?
Stop. This is too much for me today. It really is.
Maybe he's an ass man and Barbara's not what it used to be.
It's been the same for 35 years. Come on. Oh, man.
Back in the days, you could bounce a quarter off Barb.
And now it just stays there, right? Is that where you're going?
No, it's a change purse.
We're going to take a break, mercifully. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And so I did tweet out the picture of me with a cutout and just asked which one's uglier.
And?
Well, I don't know. Most people say not the cutout. So. Well, even though...
That's a good picture of you, I tell you.
The one of me... The real me. I have my face covered up. I've got the hat down and shades on. That should be better looking. That should be a solid 4.
Yeah.
I don't understand the people sometimes. All right. 713-780. All right, let's look at the odds.
Holly said if there's beer involved, she's in.
Well, give her vodka. She won't remember it anyway.
Yeah.
That's generally how her weekends go. So
I'm excited about this. I am excited.
Oh, man.
Holly's on birth control, right?
I don't know personally. I assume.
God, I hope so.
I assume. No,
we can't have Juggalo Trey procreate.
This whole visual already has me physically ill, but that, no, can't happen. All right, so What are we looking at, colleges or NFL?
Oh, your choice. Dealer's choice, Fred.
You know what? Let's start with the colleges.
Okay.
What about the... Okay. Oklahoma State, -7.5 at West Virginia.
I lean to West Virginia. I don't know that I'll play it, but I have a good lean towards West Virginia. I like them at home. I don't believe that Oklahoma State's as good as everybody else seems to think they are. I mean,
yeah, I'm kind
of
with you.
Point of reference, they almost lost to Texas. And yeah. West Virginia's not very good away from home.
But at home, they're very good.
They've got a much better than the typical 3-point edge at home. So I like West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm leaning West Virginia on that one, too, especially outside a touchdown. Don't know if I'll play it. I'm going to give you a bizarre play. Coastal Carolina -8 against Texas State. Coastal Carolina is one of those teams that they were like Old Dominion last year that nobody knows they're actually good. And it's at Coastal Carolina. And Texas State's not very good this year.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. How about Louisiana Tech -13 at Rice?
That's one of the games I haven't paid much attention to yet.
All right. Well,
my initial thought would be Louisiana Tech.
Texas -9 at Baylor.
It's too many, I think.
I think you're right.
I've told you last week, Baylor, they're in desperation mode to get a win. And I think they're going to play
the
hard.
The freshman quarterback actually played pretty well.
They're good on offense, bad on defense, which is the exact opposite of Texas. I'll take those 9 points.
TCU -6.5 at Iowa State.
I'll take TCU. For some reason, I guess Vegas hasn't sold that that TCU is good. But
how about this? Georgia -13.5 at Florida.
I'll take Georgia.
It's not half. Yeah, I kind of with you.
That's the in Jacksonville.
Holly now saying, never mind on this offer. We've straggled too far from tattoos now that she's found out what the offer was.
There's beer involved, yeah. Holly, and tattoos.
Oklahoma 19.5 over Tech.
Too many for me.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning Tech here, actually, for a play. Aggie, +1 against Mississippi State.
Boy, this is a tough game. I think both these teams, at this point in the season, would you agree, better than you expected them to be?
Yes.
Like, I don't think anybody had this.
Honestly, if Aggie hadn't choked that game away, they'd be top 10 for sure. Because they're the only other loss is a close loss to Alabama, the only team that's played them that close. Imagine what we'd think of A&M if they hadn't blown that UCLA game.
Right. And really, the Alabama loss is pretty respectable, really.
Well, it's as close as anybody's played them all year.
Yeah.
You come out of that saying, hey, this is a good football team.
But I just had no feel for both these teams being 5-2 coming into this point of the season. It just kind of blows my mind.
Mississippi State, where I think they've struggled, is with teams that have more talent than they do. And they've equal talent, they've won games. Except for LSU. I think LSU has more talent than they do, and they hammered them pretty good. I think the Aggies have more talent than they do. I think I'm going to lean Ag.
I think where I've seen LSU struggle, or where I've seen LSU, where I've seen MSU struggle, is against teams with better than average quarterback play.
A&M does not have that.
That's what I'm saying.
And let's be honest. We talk about A&M. Mississippi State got beat by Georgia.
Yep.
Now, they did get blown out by Auburn, and I got to think you should have been a little closer there. But every other game had been impressive. I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I'm going to lean Aggie here because I kind of want Aggie to finish 10-2 so that we don't have to talk about Kevin Sumlin getting fired.
Right.
It'd be kind of fun to see.
Well, at this point, what would it take for Kevin Sumlin to get fired?
8-4.
Oh, you think that would still get it done?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I kind of hope that Mississippi State wins because I want to see then what it boils down to at the end, like how things play out.
Another game I'm looking at is a potential play. Our guys at Hawaii +9.5 against San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
You know I like that late night get out Hawaii at home line. Computer says it should be right at a touchdown, so I'm getting 2.5 extra points.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right. San Diego State's not what they were early in the season.
No,
for sure.
and we always say that trip, when you talk about home field, Hawaii's home field is worth, I have it measured out at about 7 points is what it's worth, considering the travel and everything else.
The problem is when you were really into them, their team was also pretty good.
Yeah, and then they sucked for a couple years, but they've gotten better. They're coming back slowly. And they don't
slowly but surely.
They don't have to be that great. It's kind of, okay, this kind of applies to what's happening with the Las Vegas Golden Knights right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when kids go out to Hawaii, they spend a couple days looking at the scenery, doing all kinds of stuff. They're not really that fired up about the game. I think that's happening in the NHL right now. As teams are going to Las Vegas and say, ooh, first trip to Las Vegas during the season.
Yeah.
Let's go play craps all night. And the Knights are off to a great start. Okay. I'm sorry I got off on a tangent.
That's all right.
Can I
give you a play?
Well, yeah, I want to know your take on Ohio State, Penn State.
Okay, I'll give you that. San Jose State plus 13 at BYU.
Oh, man, I would fade BYU all season long.
BYU is so bad offensively. And here's another strong lean for probably, I mean, you know what? It's going to be a play. BYU team total under 31.5.
Oh, God.
I don't know where BYU is going to get those kind of points.
They're going to score 31.5 points all year.
I mean, BYU is not good at all. I mean, I'm talking not like not good for the conference that they play in or whatever the case. I'm talking about that's a bad,
yeah,
that's
and
a
that
bad
coach,
team there.
That coach is on the hot seat, too.
Ty Detmer. My boy, Ty Detmer, offense is not looking good. He's not the head coach, but he's the offensive coordinator, and that's where all their problems are stemming from. Not all of them, because they let Utah State put up 40 on them. But, their team total, 31.5. You want to know how close they've come to scoring 31 points this year? Their closest? 24. They haven't come within a touchdown of that team total yet this year.
Look at all the points that San Jose gives up, though.
San Jose State's bad. They're bad.
34 to Cal Poly, 56 to Texas, 54 to Utah, 61 Utah State.
It's a bad
41
team.
To UNLV, 27 to Fresno, 37 to Hawaii. They have yet to give up less than 27 points in a game.
You know who else is a bad team? East Carolina. We've talked about that a lot, right?
Yeah.
East Carolina hammered BYU last weekend.
That's true.
Hammered them. And that's a bad team.
That's a really bad team.
BYU put up 20 on Portland State. That's not even a real school. It's a fake college, an online college.
All right. Was it Neil Lomax that came from Portland State back in the day?
I don't know. It's made up.
No.
He got an online degree from there.
No, he didn't. That's University of Phoenix online.
At this point, I've got no play on Ohio State. I liked Ohio State early on when the number within three. It's six and a half.
I never got that because on pregame it opened at 6 and it's 6.5 now.
Okay. So. Yeah. I've not seen it since, and I don't know that I ever saw it on my site. I just saw that was going to be the number.
Yeah, I never actually saw it.
Yeah, I never saw a three. So
the first thing I saw was 6. Yeah.
But I saw it was. My thought was it was going to open at 3, and at 3 I would have liked Ohio State. 6.5. It's probably a pass, and if it gets on the right side of 7, I'll probably take Penn State. But Ohio State's a tough place to play, and as good as I do believe now that Penn State is pretty good. I've kind of been, I don't want to say that I've been down on them because I think they're good.
Yeah.
But then I say, well, who have they really beat? And they finally beat a team that I think is worth a damn in Michigan, but Michigan right now isn't what I thought they were going to be either. And I would say, if you said what's their next toughest game, it was probably at Iowa, and they beat them 21-19.
Yeah,
at Ohio State that's a lot tougher place to play, and there's a lot more talent on that Buckeye team. I think the Buckeyes win this game. I just don't know. I don't know how close it is. Where are you leaning?
I am leaning. I want to see if the number gets over 7. 7 to me is the number.
Yeah,
and if it gets to 7, I'll take Penn State. Otherwise, I would lean Ohio State. It's just South Florida minus 11 against Houston on the Friday night game. Is it Friday night? 28th?
I think it is Friday, yeah.
What's today? Wednesday? No, it's Saturday.
Is it?
I thought it was on Friday, but it says October
Saturday.
28th on here.
Yep. Yeah, that's tough, man. How many games have we seen UH play now? I have no idea what they are.
I don't either. I'd tell you what I do like. Especially from what I've seen of their defense the last 2 weeks,
over
57.
Yeah.
South Florida can score, and they may do 57 on their own at this rate.
Yeah, South Florida's been putting up points. The problem is UH hasn't. And UH, for all their problems, I mean, they're still pretty decent on defense. You know, they're not giving up a ton of points. I think they're third defensively in the AAC. And guess who's number two? South Florida. So that's the other side of it, is both those teams have pretty good defenses. But UH, if the over is going to hit, I think UH has to score. They got to put up some points.
And they're going to have to do something about the quarterback situation. Yeah, and Joel Blank says, yes, Lomax was Portland State.
How disappointing has this season been for you as a UH guy? I know you thought it would be sort of a rebuild, but did you think it would get to where they're probably going to be 500 after this
week?
Well,
I think it wasn't supposed to be a rebuild, frankly. I'll go back to what I said. The defensive coordinator hire was a bad hire. But do your thing. We'll get to UH in the next hour.
Okay.
I got a lot to say about that.
Good, because I got a lot to say about Tri-Eagle Energy. It's a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing you a good, low electricity rate, and they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses, because they don't want to just give you a good low rate. They want you to have an energy efficient home. Use promo code ESPN and you'll get a discount. If you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat that's got Alexa voice service. You can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, tell you the score of a game, whatever you want. Alexa will do it for you. Tri-Eagle Energy will come out and install it absolutely free, because they're nice guys and they care about you. And you'll probably mess it up if you try to install it on your own, let's face it. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. And remember to use that promo code ESPN and get locked in on that Smart Energy 36 plan, 8.9 cents for 3 years with that promo code ESPN. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064. My lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Hey, guys, let me tell you about my good friends at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Let's say you want to have some people over, watch the game on the back patio, or you got the outdoor kitchen going, all that good stuff, but the actual concrete itself is looking rough. It's grayed out, or it's just cracked, whatever it may be. You can renovate that with carved stone, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand carved, custom colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. It's cool to the touch and slip resistant. Twice as strong as concrete, like I said, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want just a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get that outdoor kitchen and patio cover, they'll do it all. Residential and commercial, 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They've got an A-plus rating with those guys. This is the company you want to do business with. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway. Or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, one more series till the locals are the champs. You want to go to a game? We're picking a winner to see a game downtown and cheer on the home team. Just write our sister station's number, 94.1 FM, on your car or truck window and go about your normal day. Then we'll send you the secret window counter around town. And once they get to the 94th car with 94.1 FM on their window, we're awarding the winner a pair of tickets. Make sure you write it big and bright. Orange would be a nice touch, courtesy of the all-new sports map, 94.1 FM. All right, let's do these ad-hoc jewelers, Jim. Okay.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The ad-hoc jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, if this had happened to me, this would never be a gem of the day because I would never tell anyone. Well, I'd tell my friends.
Okay.
But two Amazon customers purchased 27-gallon plastic storage bins.
Okay.
They were surprised to find that their UPS delivery weighed 93.5 pounds, approximately 65 pounds of which was tightly compacted bales of marijuana.
Mm.
So they ordered it from Amazon. They ordered the bins and got weed. They had placed the order, somewhat understandably deemed this gift unwelcome and immediately contacted the authorities.
What?
They're still a yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would not be contacting authorities.
You're doing life wrong.
Hey, AJ, you got a place where we can hide a couple of these?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still investigating the drug shipment, which originated at Amazon's warehouse deals facility in Massachusetts. But, yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Would it be wrong of me that I'd keep some of it?
No, I'd say, yeah, there was like, I mean, I 25 would, pounds here.
Yeah, yeah, that's, God, this thing.
And then the cops would still be like, man, that's a lot. And you're like, exactly. Yeah, I know, I can't believe it.
Oh, then what happened, whoever shipped it would figure out that I'd kept it, and then they'd come after me and kill me dead.
That's quite possible.
Yeah, I'd get beheaded. I don't want that. So, thankfully, I did not get 65 pounds of weed. I'm thankful about it. I am thankful for my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers because I'll tell you what, man, I sleep like a champ. And whenever anybody stays in the guest room, they all say the same thing. Oh, man, I love this bed. Much better than what I have at home. That's because you didn't go to Texas Mattress Makers. And both of my beds are Texas Mattress Makers, and they're fantastic. I got the Athens upstairs. I got the London downstairs. And they're keeping their promise. As they promise to give you handcrafted, custom-fitted support and comfort. And you're always going to save 50% off the retail prices. That's because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. Well, if you visit the showroom this month, guess what? You can take 25% more off of that. That's 25% off the 50% that you're already getting. And this offer is only for the showroom. All mattress sets, any type, including luxury, any memory foam options, just as long as it's in the showroom. 25% off the factory price. And you're going to get the best in handcrafted, custom-fitted beds so that you sleep better. You save a bunch of money. And the best part is you're doing business with great people because Texas Mattress Makers, Yuval, Rachel, Lax, a gang out there, they're just good people who do great things in the community. They employ more than 100 people locally, and they make great mattresses, and they save you money. So if you're going anywhere else, what are you thinking? Drop by today, TexasMattressMakers.com or at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
I felt this way before. So insecure.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.